MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 3, 2025. No trash pickup still in some North Shore communities, and a cannabis store is suing the city of Salem. Scattered thunderstorms, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:31 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Gloucester Times and the Salem News, Republic Services is collecting trash but not recycling in Gloucester, as about 450 of the company's local union waste collection employees remain on strike. Late Wednesday, the city of Gloucester said Republic Services was continuing to collect trash but not recycling on the Wednesday route and would complete any missed streets on Thursday today. Other communities also remain affected, including Manchester-by-the-Sea, Danvers, Peabody, Beverly, Swampscott, Ipswich, and Marblehead. Residents in those communities are asked to not put out their waste unless otherwise instructed. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, cannabis dispensary INSA Inc. is suing the city of Salem, claiming it hasn't been shown how the $2.3 million it paid the city in community impact fees has been spent. The suit, filed June 23 in Essex Superior Court, accuses the city of breach of contract by not following state regulations mandating any cost to the city imposed by the operation of a marijuana establishment must be documented and considered a public record under Massachusetts public laws. The host community agreements, HCAs, required by state law, includes conditions such as provisions to make jobs available to locals and conditions for public safety. An HCA can also include community impact fees that are imposed on marijuana businesses for any associated costs reasonably related to the business's operation, such as a need for increased policing. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Daily News reports the Rowley Water Department is issuing a ban on all non-essential outdoor water use during the week of July 7. Previously, the department had notified residents of limited restrictions during the week, which banned non-essential water use between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. However, in preparation for the summer, the department will be redeveloping a well, which is expected to create lower well flows. The maintenance of this well, combined with the shutdown of well number 2, has created a need to implement a complete ban on non-essential outdoor water use during the week of July 7. From July 7 to 14, no non-essential water usage will be permitted during any part of the day. And Anne-Marie Tobin reports on itemlive.com, while it appears that some residents have taken notice of bobcat sightings in Linfield, with some posting photos and comments on social media, Animal Control Officer David Crockett said this is nothing new. Crockett said people should exercise due diligence and common sense when it comes to their small pets, but 99% of the time, bobcats will feed on rabbits, squirrels, and other small mammals and animals like moles. Rarely will a bobcat ever go after a barking dog, even small ones, nor of any size, according to Crockett. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem News has named Luke Kelly from St. John's Prep as its Boys Lacrosse Player of the Year. Kelly was a senior midfielder who scored the game-winning goal last month for the Eagles in their state championship game win against BC High. Kyle Gaudette of the Daily News and Newburyport is reporting today on two new coaching hires at Pentucket Regional High School. Rachel Thornton will be taking over the field hockey program, and Tim Kelly has been tabbed as the school's new varsity boys basketball coach. The Marblehead to Halifax race will begin Sunday off Halfway Rock near Marblehead Neck. Altogether, 45 yachts are expected to cross the starting line at about 1 p.m. on Sunday. The Red Sox beat the Reds yesterday at Fenway 5-3, in the completion of a suspended game from Tuesday night. Later last night, they lost to the Reds 8-4. Sox are off today. They play the Nationals tomorrow morning in Washington. First pitch is at 11 a.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.